Right, we are Meretz Hashem beginning today, Perek Dalet, chapter 4 in Pirkei Avos. So Perek Dalet, Mishnah Aleph, the first Mishnah. Ben Zoma Omer, Ben Zoma said, Ezehu Chacham, who is wise? Halomid Mikol Adam, one who learns from every person. Shne'emar, Mikom Alamda Hiskalti, Ki Edosecha Sicholi. Ezehu Gibor, who is strong? Hakovesh Es Yitro, one who conquers or really reigns in, really conquers his inclinations, his desires. Shne'emar, Tov erecha paimi gibor umosha barucho milokate ir. Ezu asher, who is rich? Hasamech mechalko, one who is happy with his portion. Shine emar, yigia kapecha kisochel ashrecha v'tovlach. Ashrecha ba'olam hazah, v'tovlach li'olam haba. Ezu mechubat, who is one who is honored? Hamechabed esabrios, one who honors others. Shine emar, ki mechabde achabed, So let's divide up the Mishnah. So first, Ben Zoma says, "Who is wise? One who learns from every person." Ezu Chacham Halomit Mikol Adam. The Rabbi Yonan explains over something very profound. The Rabbi Yonan explains. He says, "Amru Chachmi Haumos Ki Odia Kol Chachmos Im Eino Oiv Chachma Eino Chacham Elati Bishu." So this is actually quite fascinating. Rabbi Yonan explains what makes a person truly wise. So one could argue, I think normally we just think it's how much knowledge you've amassed. The challenge just is, no matter how much knowledge you've amassed, there's always more to learn. There's always more knowledge. The Rabbi Yonan explains, one who is wise is a person who loves wisdom. He loves wisdom. Now what that means, what does it mean to love wisdom? Loving wisdom means, I know there's so much out there to know. I know that there's so much more I could acquire, so much more I could accomplish. So I love to learn. I love to understand, because the more information I'm able to assimilate into my intellect, into my neshama, the better I'm able to be. How does that manifest itself? By a willingness to learn from every person. See, when a person thinks they know everything, I have all the knowledge, there's nothing to learn from anyone else. When a person is a chacham, and a chacham loves knowledge, loves greater understanding, he understands that the greatest sources of additional understanding and wisdom come from other people. A willingness to learn from other people represents a love for wisdom, and a love for wisdom is truly the hallmark of a chacham. Ezehu Gibor, who is strong? Hakovesh Es Yitro, a person who reigns in or conquers his inclinations. Now, what does this mean? The Rabbi Yonah writes, he says, Kimo shekoach haguf hu ma'alas haguf v'chashivuso, kach koach haneshama hu ma'alas kvishas yitzis. This is incredible. So there's physical strength and there is spiritual strength. Physical strength, of course, manifests itself in the ability to lift things, right? To carry things. So I'm strong. How does that strength manifest itself? And I could punch a hole through a wall. I could carry 100 pounds. I could lift 10 sacks of whatever it might be, right? So there's physical strength and there's spiritual strength. So I understand it's very clear how physical strength manifests itself. How does spiritual strength manifest itself? And the Rabbi Yonan explains very beautifully, spiritual strength manifests itself through kvishas hayetzer, through conquering inclinations, desires, proclivities, and wants. That's the koach of the neshama. The koach of the soul is to rein in those very wants, desires that seek to derail me in life. Physical strength is manifest by how much you could lift, how much physically you could do, how much physically you could endure. Spiritual strength measured by your ability to conquer the wants, desires, proclivities, and inclinations that could so easily derail you. And therefore, again, Ben Zoma says, Ezehu Gibor. So tell me, from our view, from the Torah view, from the view of Yiddishkeit, who is considered to be truly strong? Who is the person who is strong? And the answer is Hakovish Es Yisrael. Physical strength, I should say, strength from a Yiddishkeit perspective is not measured by physical strength, but strength from a Yiddishkeit perspective ultimately, again, is measured in spiritual strength. How much can you take control of your life? How much can you rein in the different parts, the different forces that seek to derail you? An incredibly profound idea. True strength, and this has so many different applications, in that strength is often exhibited, and here's what's interesting, I guess. Physical strength is demonstrated or is most noticeable by what you do, right? Dynamic, positive activity. Spiritual strength sometimes is most greatest manifest, or is most, or The way it's often expressed in the most profound way is not through what you do, but it's actually the ability to restrain oneself. The ability not to do. The ability to hold back. The ability not to indulge. The ability not to satisfy every single desire. And it's not just desires. The ability to hold my tongue because what I have to say is negative, detrimental, or maybe just hurtful. The ability not to react, right? Because the reaction is not going to help anything. That's the greatest demonstration of strength. So an interesting paradigm that whereas physical strength is often expressed by doing things, spiritual strength is often expressed in its greatest way in restraint. And Ben Zoma says, what's the greatest form of strength? Ezehu gibar, hakovesh es Yisrael. The ability to rein in, the ability to restrain, the ability to hold back, the ability to not indulge, the ability to not take part, the ability to not respond. The ability to hold myself back from engaging in life activities which will fundamentally undermine my growth, that is the greatest demonstration of one's strength. All right, we'll stop over here for today. Shkayach, everyone.